Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 41.
We're on the subject called What to Do When You Are What? Well, we've been talking about fear. People that are fearful. People that will go to church on Sunday, and then something happens, a calamity takes place, or something happens in their life, all of a sudden they've forgotten all the words of the song. And then all of a sudden, all that the preacher had preached about is out the window. And they cocoon, and that, I guess one of the best ways to put it, they cocoon themselves in, to protect them from the influence outside, which is fear. And a lot of times, it's not the outside, it's the inside. You need the insides to take care of you. You need God to work on your heart and on your life and work on your mind. You know, one scripture that comes to mind right now, which is, your mind is clean and washed by the water of the Word of God. And that's what some people don't calculate. They think, well, Jesus took all my sins away. Well, He has taken them all away from your heart. But you can be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And your mind has to be reprogrammed. Have you ever had a computer go bad on you, or you get a virus and all of a sudden it needs to be reprogrammed? Something needs to be cut out. But when you cut something out, you need to put something brand new in. Oh, yeah. You need something brand new in. Cut that fear out. Reprogram that thing called your brain. And on the inside, you know that your sins are all washed away. But you need the water of the Word of God to wash your mind and your memory. And make sure you understand that I know who God is. I know what He can do. I know what He has done on the cross. Jesus, what He's done on the cross, I know that. So because of that, I can stand in faith and not that thing called fear. One of the Psalms that is quoted very often, and some people know it by heart, but don't know the meaning of it at all. And others know just a little bit, and they've got the grasp of the truth, which is David's Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You can almost spend a lifetime on that one line. Just that one sentence right there. The Lord, He is my shepherd. What are the characteristics of a shepherd? Well, He lovingly takes care of when you're hurt, but He also has a rod of correction to correct you when you need to be corrected. And then He takes you to the greener pastures. When you've eaten all that you can eat, He's the one that will lead you on to the next patch of grass. And not briars, but grass to eat some more. He's a protector at nighttime, because when you get all of your animals in a circle or in a pen or some kind of safety, there are marauders, foxes, and things from the outside that want to get to the prey, want to get to the sheep. And He fights them off. I mean, He's got a big old stick, and He'll take a swing at anybody or anything that tried to rustle those sheep. And so the Lord is present tense right now, my shepherd, my overseer, my protector, the one that will stand for me and with me through the difficulties of life. So in Psalm 23, that was verse 1, but here we are in verse 4. It says this, yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. Verse 5 says, You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Runs over with what? The world? No. Runs over with the entertainment? No. Sports? Music? Movies? No. Sometimes people's cup run over from sadness and despair. and everything evil and everything wrong. Their cup is run over and they're overwhelmed with the stuff of the world. When we can be overwhelmed, or overtaken is a better way to say it, with the love of God, because he loves you so much that he is the protector of your very soul, your body, your spirit, every single part of you. You know, your body is the earth suit. Your soul is your mind, your emotions, and your will. Your spirit is your God connection, and he will protect you and be with you in every single fiber of your being, your body, your soul, and your spirit. Now, in that Psalm 23 that we read, particularly verse 4 and 5, it says, I'm going to walk through the valley. It didn't say you're protected from the valley. It didn't say you get to have ice cream and cake all day long, every single day. It says you're going to walk through the powerful word, not camp, not stay, not habitate. I'm going to go through that valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil because you are with me. Wow. When God's with you, you have a majority. You're not the minority anymore. You're not the one that gets picked on anymore. You're the one that has the elder brother, being Jesus, watching out for you day and night. And are we going to have a rough time? Yes, the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. But you don't have to react the same way that the world reacts. There's action and then reaction. And so the world will just feed all kind of venom to you. But how you react is what you are on the inside. And I pray that you've come to a place in God where you know who you are. And are we going to have a bump on the road? You better believe it. Are we going to have some high mountains? Absolutely. Are we going to have to tunnel through some stuff? Yeah. But, yay, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you, Heavenly Father, you are with me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And I heard one preacher preach about this, and he gave good insight. He says the table wasn't all set and prepared until the enemies show up. Oh. But sometimes you want your meal, you want it prepared, you want the ice cream and cake, but you don't want any problems. That's like a warrior going out to war but not fighting. He just wants the medals. I want the medals. There's a problem here. If you don't fight, you don't get any medals. Oh, you didn't plan on that one, did you? He prepares a table in the presence of mine enemies. And so the enemies are a test. The enemies are a test. But out of a test, what do you have? You have what's called a testimony of how you got through and how he came through for you and how you're empowered by the power of God. And so, yes, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, the oil of joy, the oil of gladness, the oil of power, the oil of anointing. You have then the cup of life inside of you running over. Does that mean it's wasted? Absolutely not. That means it gets to spill on everybody else around you. So make sure that your cup is full. And then you spill the life of God on everybody and everybody that's around you that is in need, desperate need. God is there with you to spread that blessing to anybody and everybody. Thanks for watching and thank you for listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.